Hello, people. Wake up to Shut Up and Listen, episode 37, I think.
Wake up.
I'm Drew Peacock.
I'm Brandon. I don't have a gay name. Sorry.
You know, we'll make one up for you.
I mean, John Longdong, maybe. Or human tripod, but I mean.
What are you drinking on?
Well, again, we're still in winter, but it was actually kind of mild today. It sounds really weird because I don't have headphones tonight, so it's a Starbucks hot chai latte, which is very tasty. If you're one of those people who says chai tea, and I'm there to witness you saying chai tea, I will slap you. I don't care if you're a male, female, black, white, homo, straight, old, young. It's redundant. Chai is foreign for tea, so I'm guessing it's some Chinese derivation. There you go. It's like saying ATM machine. I'll punch you. Or PIN number. I will kick you in the nuts. If you don't have nuts, I will tape nuts to you and then kick you wherever I tape those nuts. Probably your face.
Yeah, that too.
I'm done ranting about that. So
I've got one about a hobbit.
Nice. An actual one?
He's a midget.
Okay, there you go. Is he or is he a dwarf?
He's one of them. It doesn't really matter.
He's a short person, yeah.
I've got one. Fair enough. I've got one about a girl I call midget, but she's just really short.
Cool, yeah. Sounds hot.
I've got one about B.O.B. Did you hear about that?
Your vibrator?
No.
B.O.B., what is it?
It's that rapper that said the world is flat.
Oh, no, but awesome. How is that a thing still?
I don't know.
How is that a thing?
And then this is a new thing I might do. It doesn't make sense, but whatever. Myths that aren't true.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All of them, but okay. End of segment. So there you go.
I win.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear about that. So.
And then I've got grind my gears.
Awesome. So I got a quick story. So remember last time, I can't remember if I said it on the record or not, because I haven't listened to it since whenever that was, way back when. Remember when I said, you know, it's on my way here, I passed all these sand trucks.
Yeah.
I think my exact words were, surely it's not supposed to be that bad. So after leaving here for the last episode of recording, I cut over to 81st Street to get air in my tire at that quick trip right there, 81st Garnett. Come around, go past under 169, and then loop around so I can head back on the Creek Turnpike. I get to the top of that big loop, and as I get to the top, I go to straighten my tires out, and the back end just slides right out.
Really?
Did a full 360 and bounced off the concrete wall. It just, I mean, just grazed my front bumper enough to kind of bend it weird. And then, because I was going to the right, I had my wheels turned to the left to try to correct it. And so by the time I caught traction, my wheels were cranked to the left, and I literally just did a nice circle backwards into the concrete. So my back bumper is jacked. So that was good times. Irony, I guess.
Those fucking sand trucks need to get to work.
Apparently I spoke too soon. It did get bad enough that I did that, so that was fun. It was quite an adventure. So what's up, buddy?
Which one do you want me to do, about the midget, the short girl, or B.O.B.?
Definitely do B.O.B. first. Okay. And then the short girl that you refer to as midget second.
Okay. B.O.B., thanks for telling us to grow up and the world is flat. You seem like an expert in this area since you're a rapper. I fucking totally believe you. If a shitty rapper says it, then it has to be true. You hope you can make a wish out of an airplane. I wish you would fall out of an airplane with no parachute and land on the flat earth. You look like a retarded eight ball. The sad thing is, some fucktards are gonna take you seriously like it's written in stone. Those are the same people that will fuck up America because they believe what semi-celebrities say. Probably don't work and collect welfare money from hardworking people. Then when China takes over, you're gonna blame it on someone besides your dumbass pussy ass leaders. What makes your opinion fact is that Tila Tequila, whatever, you know her name?
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that bitch believes the same thing. She's also known for being a genius and not a dick-sucking slut that a crazy cokehead. Thank you for helping me grow up and think the earth is flat. This is Jeff signing off with a fuck you, stupid ass. And the whole flying out of the airplane, or wish out of an airplane, that's on one of his dumbass songs.
Nice, yeah. There you go. Yeah. There's nothing like these rappers nowadays. Have you seen the Kanye West stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's more influential than Paul the Apostle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then his, you know, the whole thing with Taylor Swift, how he made that bitch famous. And he's like, He's like, but in hip hop, that's a term of endearment, you know? He's like, yeah, it's pretty, pretty funny. And then all his, I guess his tweets about, needing money and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. He's like $53 million in debt.
Yeah. That's funny. Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yay. Way to go, Bob. I'm not even going to call him B.O.B. I'm going to call him Bob.
What a dumbass.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And you're probably right. There's probably lots of people who, I guess that's the new controversy that's resurfacing, is the Earth is flat theory, which I don't understand. I mean, yeah,
there's been pictures from space.
Yeah, and satellites and stuff like that. I mean,
Steven Spielberg must have shot it.
I mean, GPS, it only works given the fact that the Earth is round and that there are geosynchronous satellites floating around up there in orbit. I guess, yeah, it's geosynchronous, so it's sort of orbit. But yeah, there you go. Good times. We haven't recorded since the Super Bowl, have we? I don't think so.
No, we definitely haven't.
What'd you think of that?
I was happy because I hope Peyton Manning retires.
I hope he does too.
Just because he's not what he used to be, and it'd be great for him to go out on top.
Just why not? You own a million Papa John's restaurants. I think it's a million. Yeah, go out with a bang.
Even though now all this stuff's coming out about him, you know, as soon as...
Yeah. I got a question. How come no one's bringing up Kobe Bryant's rape suit when he's retiring? No. All they're doing is comparing him to Michael Jordan and this and that. And, oh, it's so great that he and, you know, Kobe Bryant versus LeBron James in the All-Star game. How cool is that? But it's like, yeah, he settled a rape suit with a 19-year-old hotel maid. Everyone forgets about that. But, yeah, let's bring up an allegation on Peyton Manning.
From his sophomore year, and now he's 39.
Yeah, and they were just, I don't think it ever like even settled. I don't think anything came from it, but it's because he claims to be a good person and Kobe doesn't. And so it's like, that's all it is. It's like, yeah, so what? Get over it. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing about the Peyton Manning issues. It's just like the same thing with, since we're moving into the political chaos of elections, it's like, oh, 50 years ago, you sexually harassed me. And it's like, why did you wait 50 years? Well, now it's because you're trying to, be not famous, but do something. So I don't understand.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. So there you go. Go Broncos. Go Peyton Manning. Retire. Be awesome.
You want me to do myths that are true?
Yeah, I want to hear some of these. Okay.
Or myths that are not true.
Oh, myths that are not true. Okay, yeah.
Elvis is dead. He's in Las Vegas.
It's true. I actually saw him. Saw him in Tulsa once, too, so he gets around.
The Loch Ness Monster. I've seen pictures.
Yeah, I did see some pictures.
Bigfoot. We've smoked pot together several times. He has the best weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aliens. Men in Black 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. And also the movie Aliens.
Right.
So.
Willie Nelson is alive. He's a drug addict zombie. Snoop Dogg is a pothead. He's a drug-free advocate.
That's true, yeah. He just has allergies.
I didn't have sex with Alex Morgan, Selena Gomez, and pre-crazy Britney Spears. I really did.
Yeah, at the same time, if I recall.
Yep.
It's been a while, but I do recall. Because pre-crazy Britney Spears was 2006.
Yeah.
Right? I think she freaked out in 2000, which would have made like Selena Gomez 11 or 12, so that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Cordell was there, too.
He was just watching.
He was just jerking in the background.
All right. Wizards aren't real. One gave us directions to the wrong line at Harry Potter.
It's true. He was obviously a dark wizard. Yeah. So.
Masturbating makes you go blind. Every male of 14 or over would be blind.
Yeah. I mean, my eyes are still perfect. I've been doing it for years.
I'm an asshole. I'm really sweet, empathetic, and a loving person.
That one's not. I mean, that's a myth. That's a myth.
All right.
Fantastic. So Valentine's Day just passed?
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it?
And I got one of the most awesome Valentines ever. We were doing some work at my boss's wife's marketing agency, and they all made bags for Valentine's. So among all the office people, they could, you know, put something in. And so they made Valentine's bags for my crew. And so we got them. We didn't get them till yesterday. And I don't know who this is from, but I'm going to show you the picture on it. It's Westbrook from the Thunder, and a dove. It's as if he has released a dove from his hand. And the text on it says, "I just don't like you. I love Nick, but I don't like you." And I don't even know what that means. And it's so great. Who's Nick? First of all.
Probably Nick Collison.
I guess, but I mean, it's like...
It's pretty fucking random.
Doesn't apply to me, and I'm not exactly looking for romance person who sent this. So, fantastic. Just hilarious. Best Valentine I ever got.
I got people Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ones.
Yeah.
That had magnets on it that you could take off and put on your fridge.
Fantastic. I also got one. It was just like a little 1-inch square piece of foam board with a heart on it, was saying fur, and then a Valentine candy heart taped to the back of it. That was
That's special.
Yeah. And then I got a bite-sized Snickers bar with some painter's tape that I think they found in our stash of tools, and then the guy's name written on it.
And you don't even like chocolate.
I don't. I can eat a Snickers bar, but just funny. They're funny people. They're a marketing agency, so they're all creative weirdos. And it's I liked working in that office.
So
there's hot chicks there.
So today we were talking about, it was me and two senior team leads and a manager.
I don't believe any of this. Go ahead.
And one of them asked, because the manager's a male, okay, and one of the guys, it's actually the closer.
Okay, yeah.
We know Renico.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, for a pay raise, would you have fondled his balls?
Oh, no.
Because first of all, it started, how'd you get a pay raise? And I was like, he played with his balls. And so Renico asked him, would you play for his balls for like 10,000 more a year? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, I would.
I would, definitely. Yeah. There's no hesitation.
I was like, I will make that motherfucker giggle.
10,000 a year? Drop him right now. I'll go bare skin.
That's what I said.
I'm serious. God, I need a raise.
They're like, really? I'm like, without hesitation.
Yeah, I mean, 10 grand. Jeez. Yeah, I got to find a new job. This sucks. So I don't know if I'd do it to my boss, though.
I'd do it to Roseanne's balls.
Maybe. Yeah. 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 Oh, well. My boss is more, it's more than just the pay. It's the BS that goes in with the job. Like, I swear, two of us were just going to quit on the spot today. But we didn't, so yay for us.
I've got one more thing that I'm done.
Is it the midget girl?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like me some midget girls?
Dear hobbit-ass bitch, you are the most sensitive person I've ever met. You probably cried after the first and second line on this open letter. People say I'm negative, but you took it to a whole new level. I wanted to kill myself for you. You act like you have the worst life in the world. Bitch, you are hoping for some rice with flies. Bitch, you are hoping... I don't know, that doesn't make sense. We'll just go with it. Bitch, you are hoping for some rice with some flies buzzing around you. You don't have to fuck people to make money. You should jump off a roof and take your negativity with you. So now you're in Italy as a skiing instructor. You have never skied before, and you wear a helmet. I hope you pull a Sonny Bono and run your ass in the tree, and the helmet doesn't help. Then you can be a vegetable and drool on yourself. You use the word intimate. Bitch, get intimate with my dick in your mouth, stupid-ass Philippine bitch. You're a know-it-all. You know what? Nobody likes a know-it-all, but I'm sure you knew that. I hope you cry the whole time you're in Italy, and all the kids you instruct get intimate with you by using their ski poles. No wonder your ex-fiance fucked someone else. Break a leg. No, seriously. Break a fucking leg, bitch. This is Jeff signing off with a fuck you, sensitive bitch. I hope you hear this and cry until you pass out. A dog wouldn't sniff or lick your ass.
Ooh. You said Filipino? You sure? It sure is a female? Might be a dude.
No, it's a female.
You sure?
No.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, between there and Thailand, it's pretty iffy.
Well, here's the thing. I think I was going where I was going with, you think you have the worst life in the world. You're not, begging for rice with flies flying around your mouth.
That's true.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, rice sounds good right now, despite that comment. I could do some fried rice.
Or
some
fried rice.
Or some Spanish rice. Spanish rice sounds good. I'm not really,
a rice guy?
Not really a prejudice where the rice comes from. Good times.
Well. That's all I feel like doing, so if you have anything else, go for it. If not, it's in this bitch.
I know. Well, here's to hoping that warm weather stays. I think it's going to get cold again next week, but I think I might spend the next couple of days getting some motorcycles ready. So I can't open my tailgate on my truck due to the little fender bender, so I got to try to fix that
That sucks.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, because it's hard to load stuff in the truck and you can't take tailgate down. So we'll see. I don't know. But I'm hoping that that means if I get stuff ready now that I can just jump right in. Because everyone's been riding the past week or so. Except me. Except little old me. So that's all I got. All
right.
I'm all out of stories. I don't do anything nowadays except read. So
you stupid reader.
I know. I'm such a nerd. Oh, I did see the newest James Bond film, finally.
Is it good?
And, oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I started nerding out and seeing, I don't know if it's Vegas, but bookies, they're putting odds out there on to who the next James Bond's going to be. I think Tom Hardy is like 6-5, which he could do it. He's about the right age. But then you had someone like, I think Emily Blunt was like 200-1 odds, but still, in the words of Jim Carrey, so you're saying there's a chance. But that would be weird. I don't. And of course, nowadays with all the feminism, it wouldn't surprise me.
Or it'll be a black dude.
Yeah, I think Idris Elba was on the list too, which he's cool, but he's a little too old. You got to think Daniel Craig was in his 30s. When he did Casino Royale, I think. And now he's, what, 49 or something like that? I mean, four films. You're talking a decade, so. Can't start out being James Bond when you're 40-something nowadays. Not with the action-centric. Mm-hmm. I just made up a new word. Action-centric types of films they're making. And they could do it back in the day when it was Dr. No, and it was an actual spy film, not a Jason Bourne film. But whatever. That's all I got. Done rambling. No more nerding out for tonight. All
right. Remember, I shot the sheriff and the motherfucking deputy.
I bet you started the fire too, didn't you?
Yep.
And also remember, take it easy. And if it's easy, take it twice.